This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Radio K Pulpit. This is She Excels, a program for every woman who knows she was created for more. Do you know that? Do you know you were created for more? Amen? Yeah, we call you higher. God calls you higher. God calls you to live with vision. God calls you to work in purpose. God calls you to build mastery in the direction and in the area He has assigned you to. And He wants you to shine with excellence. Amen. So at She Excels, this is where you discover God's blueprint for success. And that is by the book. The book is the Bible. And this is your time, right? This is your time. As long as you have life, as long as you can hear me, you're breathing, this is your time. And this is your call. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. God is always calling, but you need to choose. You know, you need to choose because His call is that, hey, come. Then when you put up your hand and say, yes, I am here, He says, then I choose you. So put up your hand. This is your call. So at She Excels, we are becoming the women God designed us to be. And I am blessed to be your host, Annie. And today we are talking about an amazing topic that is like a continuation of what we were doing last week. It is all about letting you know that your sacred place is your strategy room. Your sacred place is your strategy room, because without strategy, success will not happen. Let me tell you that. You must have a plan in place, a strategy in place, and your sacred place is where that happens. Time with God equal to receiving wisdom, receiving strategy, and then receiving the success that He wants you to realize as you pursue His call in your life. So spending time with God is not a religious activity. It is your strategic advantage. It's our strategic advantage as children of God. The people of the world don't have it. We have it. It is a source of revelation, insight, direction, problem solving, creativity, strategy, wisdom, and you can keep naming and listing it. The list goes on. The world chases information, but we chase revelation, because revelation comes straight from God. And revelation is what people do not yet know. It's been revealed. It means it was hidden. Can you believe that we have advantage over the world, that we are already bringing forth what was hidden? So that is what we're going to be talking about today. Revelation comes from God and it changes everything. I'm Annie and this is She Excels. We are talking about, you know, the place where you get strategy, the place where you get strategy, where you get wisdom, where you get knowledge, where you get revelation, the secret place, your place of strategy. I know many of us have beautiful dreams and amazing things we want to accomplish for ourselves, for the Lord, for our family, you name it. But the truth is that you need strategy. You need a blueprint. You need a roadmap. You need a plan. You need a plan that works. It's one thing to plan. It's another thing to plan well. Good planning. Proverbs 21 verse 5 says, good planning and hard work. So it means it's bad planning. Where do I get good planning? How can I make sure that this thing that I see, the vision I see, comes to pass? This vision that God gave me, how will I make sure it becomes a reality? Because the Lord says it's surely going to come to pass. I must go back to the God who gave me the vision. I must go back to the Lord Jesus who gave me the assignment. I must go back to the one who anointed me. And we see the life of David. Each time he wants to go for battle, as the Bible records some of them, that he will inquire of the Lord, because he understood, I was anointed by God. If I'm going to battle, He must tell me if I should go. Even Jehoshaphat, the Lord gave instruction on how to go to battle, send the singers ahead. What? Makes no sense. But that is the strategy. The strategies that come from the quiet place, the throne room, these are the strategies that work. Just obey the Holy Spirit. Obey His voice. Obey what He says. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. God is not withholding anything from you that you need to keep going. God is not withholding it from you. Everything you need. Everything. Provision, ideas, opportunities, connections, strategy. Everything flows from seeking Him first. Everything flows from the secret place. Powerful. We said last time that those who succeeded in the Bible succeeded because they were anchored on God. So I want us to have a look at an example. Solomon. We all know Solomon. Solomon's success began with wisdom. Wisdom from where? Wisdom from God. Amen. He inherited a kingdom from his father, David. He had to govern people. He had to make decisions. He had to lead a nation. And what did he ask God for? More food supplies, more weapons, you know, more servants, more travels to different nations and conquer them, more crowns of gold and all. No. What did he ask God? He did not ask God for money, for fame, or for power. He asked God for wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is what births strategy. And wisdom is gotten from God. Let's read 1 Kings 3:9. I'm using the NLT version. Give me, this is Solomon praying to the Lord. I just want to confirm what Solomon asked of the Lord. Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. Seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom. That's what Solomon is saying. He's saying that this purpose you've given me, I must accomplish it. It's all about these people being governed well. It's not about me calling myself a king, having a title, you know, having people bow before me, you know, reverence me, you know, run at every assignment that I or anything I want. No. These are your people. They need to be governed well. Well. Governed well. Excellence. I want to know the difference between right and wrong because I'll be a judge. I'll be doing a lot of arbitration between people, people who come with problems, difficult things that we've never encountered and will need counsel, and what the king says goes. What do I tell these people? I need to tell them things that will establish and prosper them, you know, lead a nation well. And what was God's response to Solomon? 1 Kings 3:12-13 says, I will give you what you've asked for. I will give you a wise and understanding heart. And I will also give you what you did not ask for, riches and fame. You see, the world seeks after the latter, but we seek the former. We seek God's wisdom. We seek God's understanding. We seek a change of heart. A change of heart, the work that is done within that validates the work that we see outside, that gives authentic, to whatever people see outside, that authenticates what we see outside, that gives proof, that gives, you know, foundation, that gives value. To what we see outside, it starts with a change of heart. Solomon understood that if I don't change inside, if I don't get a wisdom of God, if I don't get an understanding of God, I'll be selfish, I'll not be a good king, I'll think about myself only, but I want to think about the people. It needed a change of heart. So I want you to see the pattern that we see here. He sought wisdom. God added wealth. Seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added. Everything will be added. God gave him plus. And I want to speak that over your life right now. That God will give you plus. God will give you plus as you make your priorities right. God will give you plus in the name of Jesus. Everybody under the sound of my voice, I decree and declare right now that you will seek the kingdom of God first. You will put him first. You will seek a change within first. You will seek a desire to please God and to please the people he's called you to serve more than yourself. You will seek to walk in excellence. You will seek to walk in obedience. You will seek to do what God has called you to do well. And God is going to add more. I decree and declare that over you, that there is going to be an addition as you align yourself or realign yourself back to this basic order of things. Seek him first. Ask for him first before you ask for things. Amen. That's a pattern. So Solomon did what? He sought God. And then God added success, because success is what people are seeing as well, right? The fame of the king, the riches of the king. People had to come and see what he had. It was like God just blew his mind and gave him above and above and above what he could ever ask or think. And it was visible to the eyes of people. So before we go for what is visible to the eyes of people, we must go to what is invisible to in the eyes of people, the sacred place. The sacred place. So note this, wisdom is a principal thing. You need wisdom to execute. You need wisdom to do what God has asked you to do. Your plans will need the strategy that will make that every step you take leads you towards the end goal, the outcome that you're looking for. And God is wisdom. The Holy Spirit is wisdom. You know, if you read Proverbs, it tells you that you should buy wisdom. It's more than rubies. It's more than gold. It pays you better wages. That is what I'm heralding today. I'm telling you, my sister, the wisdom from God will pay you more than the job, more than the business, more than the relationships, more than the fine clothes, more than the vacations, more than the accolades, more than the academics, degrees and the levels of promotions that you're seeking. Wisdom from God is much more important. And the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, allow the Spirit of God to lead you. Allow the Spirit of God to lead you. Allow the Spirit of God to speak into you. But how can the Lord speak when you don't go to the secret place? When Solomon was talking to God or receiving, it was in the presence of God. He had to go aside, go to God and pray. Whatever we saw outwardly in Solomon's life started in the presence of God. It was a prayer, communion time with God that birthed wisdom, that birthed all this knowledge and abilities he had. Yes, from the sacred place. That is the advantage we have as children of God. You're seeing that thing failing. You're seeing that thing falling. You're like, Lord, I don't know what step to take next. You're like, everybody's trying this. No, you go to the sacred place. Get your own answer from God and come and obey it and see what happens. What has God told you that you're not yet doing? And you are like, why is this thing failing? It's failing because the strategy that the Lord told you in the sacred place, you have not done it. Or what he told you and you did, you stopped at it. You didn't come back for the next step. You need to go to the sacred place. Your time with God is your place where strategy is received. And I'm pumped up about the sacred place. I'm pumped up about your time alone with God. Very, very important. And this is so, so amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you desire that we come to you. You desire, you make room for us. The Bible says you should come into his presence boldly to seek grace to help us in time of need. What? That's amazing that we have access to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We have access to the presence. We have access to revelation that the world has not known. The Bible says no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive what God has in store. There are some things that are still in store that we still have to unpack. But you must come. You must come to that place. You must come to the presence. You must come to the secret place. I want to tell you that this is the secret of my life and everything I've done. More on that to come. But I'm excited that God gives us access. How many kings, presidents, great men in this world will give the whole world access to them? No, you need to book. You need to book an appointment. In short, first of all, who are you to even book an appointment? You know, how many of us have seen the presidents of our nation? We've seen them on TV, heard them on radio, seen pictures online, but we've never been in their physical presence. They don't even know us by name. The Bible says he knows you by name, and every hair on your head has been counted. What a God. What an amazing king. How can it be that we do not take advantage of what the world does not have? That's what we're talking about today, if you're just tuning in. The sacred place, your place of strategy. You need strategy. You need, how should I do it? Do it like this. And you see how God gives strategies to all his people. When Jericho's was when God wanted Jericho's wall to come down, he gave Moses a strategy. He said, go and march around, you know, and then march seven times. And then, I think, it's, no, Joshua. Is it Joshua? Oh, sorry. Not in my script, but yes. March around seven times. And on the seventh day, march seven times on the seventh day. At the end, make shout. Make a noise, a big noise. Can you believe that you can put down a wall shouting? You can put down a wall marching around it? That is countercultural. That is not heard of. It's not scientifically correct. Only divine things can work like that. And God wants to show himself true in your life. He wants to work miracles. Things that they will ask you, how did it happen? You say, God. And that attracts them to your God. You see, I've never seen anybody do it like that, but my God did it like that and it worked. How does somebody walk on water? They can, by the grace of God. How can you turn five loaves of bread and two fishes into multiples such that he can feed 5,000 men? Is that possible? Possible with God. That is your new word that you'll be saying to people. Oh, how did you do it? God. Why? Because you've gone to the secret place. You've drank from the temple, the well of life. And life is flowing through you. Not life like any human being can get. If you go to school and study a certain degree, you would know that thing. If you want to be a doctor, you go to medical school, you become a doctor. Those are common things. Anything you study, you know. But God is calling us higher to get revelation about things that is not common to human beings, but that is necessary for us to push and get what he has assigned to us done. Because the world does not know how. That's why you are assigned to it. So know that your prayer closet is not a quiet corner. Your prayer closet is not a quiet corner. It is your strategy room. It is where God downloads ideas. God corrects your direction. God warns you. You know, God rebukes you. God heals you. God encourages you. You know, God comforts you. God gives you light bulb moments. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 5, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Ah, beautiful. Do you need wisdom? Do you need wisdom? Do you need light on your path? Do you need discernment? What is it that you need? Ask God. Ask him. Your secret place is your battleground. It's where you get it before you get it. That's another way to say it. Get it before you get it. You get it in prayer before you get it in your hands. You get it in prayer before you get it outwardly. There's something God will give you. For me, God has given me names of my events. He's given me names of my book. He's given me content for my books. He's giving. I can't tell you, but the secret place is a place of divine downloads. Divine downloads. But you have to ask. Wisdom is not earned. It is asked for. And it is given generously. Generously. I can testify to that. Amen. There has been times when my health is failing and the Lord spoke and told me what to do. And when I did it, I was relieved. There have been times when I needed to make some business decisions and the Lord spoke and I obeyed and things turned around. I want to tell you that every book I have written has come from the instructions of the Lord. That is why no matter what I do, everything about what I do has to have God in it. Because I cannot do without him. I don't know how many of you are coping. I can't. Time with God changes trajectories. God will say, don't take that road. Turn left. Turn right. And he knows why. You may not know. We all want, explain to me why. There are some whys you don't need to know because God already knows. And he's helping you in advance and say, just do what I'm telling you to do and you see the result. When he was telling Gideon to reduce the number of the army, that is ridiculous. How I need to fight this big army of Midianites or the Midianites, whoever he was fighting. And you're telling me to reduce my army? It makes no sense. There's this episode on Superbook. If you watch Superbook, the children's animated Bible story thing, very beautiful. They even have an app. When you look at that story in Superbook, my goodness, and there's this view of the, like a drone, viewing the army that Gideon was coming against and the army Gideon had. It was like a drop in the ocean. But that was God's strategy. And what happened? Gideon won the battle God's way. And it was victorious. Amen. There's this lady I love, Terry Savelle Foy. I'm actually reading one of her books now, The Alone Advantage. And she made this very important thing. And I just said, let me read that to you. She's talking about her quiet time right now. She says, during these consistent scheduled times alone with the Lord, I have received the direction to start a ministry, to organize mission trips to France, to launch a women's conference, and even to name the conference ISIN. It's in these times of solitude that I overcome deep-rooted insecurities and build up my self-image enough to be able to stand on stages in front of thousands of people. It is behind closed doors with nobody around where I give myself permission to dream up where I am today or where I want to be tomorrow. It's in isolation where I muster up the strength of character to forgive my husband and forgive myself and see my marriage completely restored. And she quoted this, be still and know that I am God. It all begins and continues to this day in my quiet times alone with a journal and a pen. And that is what I want for you to. I do practice that. A journal and a pen has written many manuscripts for me and published a few books for me. And that is the same thing that Terry is telling us. And that is the same thing God is calling us to. Be still and know that he is God. Your quiet time, your sacred place, is your strategy room. Do not allow the enemy to cheat you of that. Your place for strategy, where you get strategy, where you get wisdom on what to do, how to do, with whom to do it with, where to do it. Many of us have all these how, what, where, when. In the sacred place, you will get those answers. Sometimes God might not tell you directly the answers, but he will tell you to go and meet somebody. He did that for Paul, right? Paul was blind, had just encountered Jesus, and was like, what next, Lord? He said, there's a man coming to you. His name is Ananias. Ananias came, and the Lord spoke to Ananias. You see how God is so good. You know, he doesn't leave you in limbo. He connects the dots. So if there's somebody you need to meet and you've taken it to the Lord in prayer and the Lord validates that desire, he knows it will help you where he's leading you, he's going to also prepare the heart of that person. There's a lot of striving that we go through, and the Lord did not call us to strive. He called us to thrive. One of the things I'm settling in this season of my life is that I'm not settling it because I know is what God is doing and helping me see that when I call you and assign you, I'm not calling you to a pitiful, painful, sorrowful, terrible life. Many people have always attributed the call of God to be something that is going to rip me off my joy, rip me off my comfort, rip me off, and just make my life sad, sour, and terrible. And the Lord has been saying, nope. I said, but Lord, you need to give me a word to justify the nope. He said, go to Matthew 11:28. It says that, come to me, all you are weary, worn, heavy laden, you know, and I'll give you rest. So all those that pitiful, painful, sorrowful, the Lord said, I'm not there. There are some that he will let you go through it because it's part of the journey, but that's not to break you. That's to improve you. That's to grow you. That's not to destroy you. That's not to kill you, you know. That's not to steal from you. Anything that steals, kills, destroys, is not God. He says, come to me. And then he says, this is what I'm going to give you. So come to me, oh, you are heaven laden. You know that scripture, and I'll give you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is light and easy. Light and easy. So the Lord is saying, it's an effortless path. It's a path of thriving, not striving. How many of you have seen an apple tree wanting to produce apples? I mean, apple. No. They have all the ingredients within. They just flourish. They just live. God just wants you to live, you know, but live from his presence, because there he's going to be taking you step by step. Are there going to be difficult times? Of course. The Bible says Jesus, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. So the cross was not to crush him. The cross was to take him to another place, a place of joy. The joy set before me, go through this path that is narrow, but it ends with eternal life. He said, narrow is a path that leads to life. God is always offering life. He's always offering a good solution. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. Every time God steps into your life is for your life to flourish. That is one thing the Lord was correcting, saying, you guys are seeing me wrong. If I'm present in a place, things flourish. Things grow. If you look at the lives of the kings, those who settled it with God, there was peace, there was tranquility, there was ease. Those who decided to disobey the ways of God, there was trouble, there was famine, there were sieges. God does not step in and chaos comes. The Bible says the earth was without form and darkness covered the earth, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered, and the Lord said, let there be light. When every time he comes in, he brings clarity. So if you're in a place where you lack clarity, direction, and you are feeling stuck and uncertain, and there are major transitions needed in your life, and you're feeling great stress, you need the secret place. You need wisdom. You need strategy. You need direction from the Lord, from the Lord. The world will tell you, take another course to solve that problem. The world will tell you, upgrade your degree. You know, the master's is not enough. Get a PhD, which is good. You know, I'm in for all those things. But let the Lord direct, right? Get another certification. Those are good, but they are not the source. Let God tell you to do it. Let the world not tell you to do it. Don't do it because you're competing with somebody. Do it because you need it for where you're going. And that's how God will bring light. He brings light because you need that light for where you're going. Proverbs 2:6 says, for the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Not from Google, not from trends, not from social media, not from ChatGPT. From his mouth. These other things help us to put together and make sense in terms of flow, clarity, order. Yeah, you need to research. You use Google, you know. You need to know the trends so that you know. But that does not inform what you finally, that does not become your God and say, oh, if I don't get it, then I'm dead. You're not. You have God. I use all this. I use all the things I've listed. They are my tools. I'm not their servant. They are tools. They help me do what I'm supposed to do. But I should know what I'm supposed to do first from God. Amen. From God. Colossians 2:3 says, in him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In who? In God. Lies hidden what? All treasures. And we have access to this through Jesus Christ. So why should we live beneath that? Why do we shortchange ourselves? Why do we settle for less when we have such an advantage? I'm speaking to myself right now. Because one of the first things we cut off from our daily activity is time with God. When things have to be chucked off the calendar, drive through, 2 minutes, 15 minutes, you're gone. That is where you dwell. They say those who dwell in the sacred place of the Lord, of the Almighty, Psalms 91, shall abide. Dwelling is not a quick thing. You dwell, you stay there. It's your permanent address. That's what God is calling us to. God has a lot to offer, but we are not there. He cannot find us. He came looking for Adam and Eve. Where are you? They're gone. They left the presence. They're gone. Many of us, we're gone. God says, I assigned this lady and she's gone. How is she going to operate? How are you going to do what God has called you to if you don't come to his presence? You're gone. He can't find you. And you're following the world's trends, the world's suggestions. But the world did not call you. The world did not anoint you. The world did not assign you. You're working for the king. You belong to another kingdom. We're ambassadors of heaven. We're just here on a temporary stay. Don't miss that. So I want you to ask yourself these questions. When was the last time you sought God for strategy before making a decision? Think about it. Do I treat time with God as optional or essential? Is it a must? The Bible says Jesus withdrew daily to meet God as was his habit. It has to be habitual. It has to be a must. Ask yourself this question. Am I seeking outcomes more than I'm seeking wisdom? What Solomon wanted to see in the lives of the people made him to go and seek what would give it wisdom. So he said, if he sought wisdom, God wisdom, and it was the outcomes will be obvious. You know, don't worry about the outcomes. Just put the right inputs and the outcomes will be obvious. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good. It's the tree you have to make good. Don't worry about the fruit. Just first make the tree good. Another question. What if my next big breakthrough is waiting in prayer? Have you asked yourself that question? Amen. Amen. Think about it. So, and the norm is that many of us, we see God after the deal fails, you know, the relationship breaks, health crisis comes, the business collapses. That's when we go look for God, when things have gone bad, when we should have looked for him before so that things do not go bad. Oh, Lord, help us. Lord Jesus, help us. But the scripture says we should seek first God so that we don't get to these outcomes that we do not want. Amen. So this is not just the backup plan. Prayer is not a backup plan. My plan B, your presence with God is not your plan B. It is your foundation. If you succeed with God, you will succeed in life. But if you succeed in life and fail in intimacy, you have built with a wrong foundation. I want us to make this prayer as we wrap up this. Father, awaken our hunger for wisdom. Teach us to seek you first, not last. Forgive us for chasing results more than the revelation that you have available for us. Help us to value time with you, Lord. Speak into our work, speak into our health, speak into our businesses, speak into our ministry, speak into our families. Give us wisdom that produces the impact you want to see in our lives and in the lives of those who've been called to serve. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's make this declaration and we'll just take a break. Repeat this after me. Time with God is my advantage. Wisdom is my inheritance in Christ. I seek first the kingdom. Strategy flows to me in prayer. I hear God clearly. I receive divine insight. I walk in supernatural wisdom. I succeed because I commune with God. I refuse to outsource what God wants to reveal to me directly. I succeed by the book, and the book is the Bible. We are wrapping up this session of She Excels, and I've been blessed by what we've been sharing today, and I'm sure you have been. You know, I just want you to make a decision again about your time with God and prioritize it. You know, just like you say, I must do this, I must drink water, I must exercise. All those, the most of your lives, make spending time with God that one. The first thing, not the last one. Amen. So do not let the devil fool you into thinking you must choose between God and success. Never. True success flows from God. The sacred place is not a delay. It's an acceleration. It is where you get accelerated. The devil makes you, oh, you're wasting time. You could have been doing something better with that 10 minutes, that 15 minutes, that 1 hour, the 2 hours. What do you mean spending 2 hours with God? Yes, because there you'll be accelerated. Your time with God is the best place of wisdom, strategy, direction, and wealth. And at She Excels, we do not just hustle without heaven. We do not hustle without heaven. I don't even like that word, hustle. We do not run and chase things. No, we seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else gets added. Amen. And I just want to thank you for joining me today on the show, She Excels. And as we've been talking about, the fact that your sacred place is your place of strategy. We'd like to know what really caught your attention. What drove home to you? What are you taking with you today? And I want you to share that on our platforms so that others can see that God means business with us. You know, we want to know what God is doing in your life, how you're excelling in the purpose He's called you to pursue for Him while you're here on earth. You can do that on WhatsApp at 081-729-1657. We are also on air as you're listening. You can just email us as well. You can email us on info@capepulpit.co.za. We have an app for those who do not know. So maybe during your commute time, your radio is not working, just go to your phone, put the app there, click on it, boom, and you are there. You're listening to us. We want to see you ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Share the app with your friends. Share the message with your friends, and tell us. Share with us as well, and tell us what's there in your heart today. Until next time. This is She Excels, becoming the woman God designed you to be. And I'm Annie. And remember, your sacred place is your strategy room. God bless you. And see you next week. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.